Wow. Wow. I must say, what a weekend. What a weekend. We had a lot of things going on over the weekend, a lot of things happening by the end of the week last week. Give you a little bit of an explanation. This is actually the debut show of the news, according to me. And we have, this is the other shows that I produced up until today. This is now Monday, the 14th of December, 2020. And the news that I, actually the other podcasts that I had produced were produced ahead of time, basically because of the algorithms within iTunes and some of the other things on when you go to post a podcast. So this podcast is just kind of, it's being done very quickly here. You might hear my ice maker in the background because I forgot to turn that off, but it's that's what that is. Nobody falling down, just ice. I'm not in the Alaska tundra. So the basic thing that's happening is there's just been a lot of news, even this morning. Last night, a lot of things happened. A lot of things came out, according to the Gateway Pundit and Epoch News and some of the other places that are broadcasting that are good outlets of news. But what's going on with the election? And some interesting things happening with China. There was a big, huge, it was announced that there was a big breach of data with the Treasury Department. They haven't said who, but I'm guessing it was probably China. Just a lot of things happening. We got the Dominion machines up in Michigan that have the judge this morning finally has released the results of the forensic audit. Doesn't look good for Dominion at this point, and doesn't look good for the state of Michigan. Why the judge put a cap on that until this morning is unknown. However, that today is Electoral Day, so today's the day that all the Electoral College votes start to happen. This is the official election today, which is, you know, interesting that they didn't have that information out before this. Trump is basically pushing very hard for the five swing states to be decertified or to not certify officially their electors until this all this fraud issue is dealt with. Obvious fraud. There was obvious fraud. And it's coming out more and more as they do more audits and discover more things about what's going on. Also in the news, the Dominion machines are linked to this company that was in with the solar, I can't remember the name of it right now. I had it in front of me and don't have it in front of me. This company that was involved and in part of this breach that happened with the Treasury Department, Dominion is involved with that company. That is actually the company that they use. The executive order is also another thing coming up. Well, last week we had the SCOTUS decision on Friday, which of course they always do that kind of stuff on Fridays going into the week weekend. That way nobody really pays attention to the news. SCOTUS, you know, dropped or refused to hear the case. I haven't read all the details on it yet, but they basically dismissed the case on merit. They didn't want to hear it. But basically what it amounted to was they didn't want to hear it. Now, there's rumor of some things happening there. We'll get into that a little bit later. And we're going to dig down these on these particular issues a little bit more in some shows later today. This is a show that will probably come out 3 to 4 times a day. The top of the week show will be more of a headline direction for the whole week, or at least for the day. So the first show that comes out in the morning is going to be a little bit longer, and then the rest of the shows throughout the day will be a little bit shorter, just to give you some idea of the format. Because this is a brand new show. Most of our segments are about 10 minutes long. However, this one might run a little longer than that because I'm going to get into some discussion about some other things. I hope your weekend went well. It's good to have you here, and I'm glad you're interested in the show and interested in news and interested in the election. It's we're going to eventually have a live broadcast probably every morning that will come out, and you can participate in that as well. I'm going to have a call-in number you can call in or you have a number that you can call in anytime with questions, and then we'll just play those questions online. That's probably the first step in this process, is that you'll be able to email in and also call in to get some information and give us some questions. If you would like to email me, you can email. I'm going to push this out there right now. You can email me at epicvideosaboutnothing@gmail.com. I will get those emails. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, things that you don't like, things that you want to talk about politically or anything to do with religion and all that stuff, we can get into that. So the topics for the day, basically going to be the Supreme Court decision that happened on Friday. Over the weekend, there was a lot of pundit knocking back and forth. I know Sidney Powell was out making some statements, having some interviews, as well as Lynn Wood, who also discovered the ballots in Georgia, thousands and thousands of ballots in Georgia that are that have no creases in them. It's believed there's over 160,000. That's what I last heard. I don't know if that's possible or not, or if it's true or not, but last I heard was there was over 160,000 ballots that were mail-in ballots that were not even folded. Now, there was 106,000 that apparently were adjudicated. That means that they came in and they had problems and they were fixed, quote, fixed by the commissioner. Whether or not those were all fixed by the commissioner or not, I don't know how you do that all in one day. 106,000 ballots is a lot of ballots to fix for one person overseeing the process. So I'm not sure exactly what that was all about either. Still digging into some of those things. The other thing that is happening right now is, and the big thing in my opinion, is this executive order. Over the weekend, President Trump went to the Navy-Army football game. And I know the news didn't really portray it the way it happened. I know that if those of you who watch or listen to this podcast probably have heard the thunderous response that Trump got when he walked out on the field. The soldiers were very much in support of him being there and obviously were very supportive of him. So in the meantime, in the midst of all of this, he also had former Senator Ratcliffe with him, and who is now in charge of the DNI. He is going to come out with a report, apparently 45 days from, there's an executive, here's the backstory. The executive order that was put into place actually happened, was mostly put into place back in 2018, the way I understand it. And this time, there was some changes to it prior to the election. However, the main gist of the executive order is that within 45 days after the election, if the DNI can show, has evidence and proof of foreign interference in the election, that they can step in and stop the whole process. So even though there is an elector happening today, Electoral College is voting today, that may not be at all valid if, and I think it'll happen before Friday. Everybody's talking like Ratcliffe will come out with his findings on Friday. I believe it will happen Wednesday or Thursday. In fact, in my opinion, let me look at my calendar here because there is something that actually the date that I believe Thursday. Is the date. Now, interestingly enough, I don't know how many, as you start to get to know me better, you'll find out more about what I believe, but I am a Bible-believing, I believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, Jesus is the Messiah. I do believe in Judaic roots. I am not a law-observant Jew. I'm not a Jew. I wouldn't call myself a Jew. I'd say I'm an engrafted Jew. Christian, my opinion, Christians should consider themselves as engrafted into the branch. So we are Judaic Christians, meaning that Judaism is a part of our foundation, a part of our history. Jesus quoted Scripture. He didn't abolish the law and the prophets, but he fulfilled them. And there's nothing more we can do to fulfill what he fulfilled on the cross. So the whole thing of this is, I watched the Jewish calendar, or the Hebrew calendar, and Tevet is the first day of Tevet is on the 16th, which would be tomorrow, start tomorrow night at sundown. So the Tevet calendar, if I believe I'm right on the sundown thing, I think it's, well, the 16th is what it shows on my calendar. I believe it's the night before that actually starts. So if that is the first day of Tevet, and if you look into Tevet a little bit, it's spelled T-E-V-E-T. And it is a month that the name looks the same forward as it does backwards. In other words, you can write it backwards and you wouldn't know any difference. You can read it from right to left or left to right. You can write it backwards. It looks the same. From the middle, if you're standing in the V, looking forward, it looks the same as it does looking backwards. So it's an interesting month, and what it refers to and what it replies to, or what it is related to, is when God was speaking to Abraham, and he said that you will know me and who I am in the future by knowing me in my past. And I'm butchering that pretty badly, but that is the gist of what Tevet means. So it's knowing, because we have a history with God, we know who he is. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So we know who he is in the future. So it's a way of knowing that, you know, that God doesn't change, first of all, but at the same time, we know him because of his past. So we know him in the past. It is also a word that means destruction and change, but it's a good kind of destruction. So I think what we're about to see is a destruction of something that was bad, but it's going to be a good kind of destruction. It's going to tick a lot of people off, and we're definitely going to see some juvenile junior high kids, you know, having tantrums in the street and blowing and burning down their own cities, probably, which is ridiculous. That's the difference between a patriot and an anarchist or a Marxist, or somebody who's a revolutionary. They'll burn down their own town, whereas in our case, if you're a patriot, you don't want to burn down your local dollar store. It's very different than that. If we rise up, it's going to be a very different kind of situation. And that's the kind of the gist of the story. So I believe that something significant will happen on Wednesday. However, I believe the fulfillment of that will probably be on Thursday. And I think that the actual report is going to come out on Thursday at some point. The repercussions of that probably will happen on Friday. In other words, Congress will find out about this. It'll happen late in the day on Thursday. Congress is going, their heads are going to pop off on Friday. That's my prognostication there, but if I'm using that word correctly. I think that I can, if we go through this week and nothing happens and it's just the same old court cases and back and forth and everything happens and Friday comes and goes and Ratcliffe has a very minimal amount of report on Friday, then I think it's probably time to just kind of sit back and, you know, start to prepare for a Biden presidency, because I don't know that there's a whole lot more. I know that there's another session coming out that it's weird what the state legislatures are doing right now. They are also maneuvering and doing some things. Some of them aren't going to meet until January. One of them said they're going to meet on January 6th, which is ridiculous because it's basically it's cutting it awfully close to be having election fraud hearings. So there's a lot of things right now that are still in the mix. Of course, the news media, the mainstream legacy media, is just basically continuing to pretend like nothing's happening. They just continue to march on with, and really, in my opinion, they're doing the country a disservice again, because they're just setting us up. They're by calling the election and saying it's over and saying it's not contested and saying there's not any problems. When the problems do come out, people are not going to be aware. The general public isn't going to be aware of them. The people who are involved and engaged in what's going on with politics. However, there are people making comments online defending, you know, saying, oh, there's no evidence, there's no evidence. They're still saying there's no evidence. They're saying, and so it's, there are those people out there who are involved, but they're being very, you know, these are the same people who, after the last election in 2016, wouldn't stop screaming for 4 years that there was that the whole thing was rigged and the Russians interfered. So this time there's absolute evidence of that, and they're still not wanting to see it, only because they have the support of the mainstream media, and even a lot of rhino establishment Republicans are involved in this whole thing. So just to give you an idea, There's a lot of things happening, and we're going to have more shows today talking a little bit more in depth. The first thing we're going to talk about is a little bit about the SCOTUS decision last week. That'll be the first program that we have later on today, and I'll be talking a little bit about that and making some comments, and then we're also going to be getting into some other things on some of the headlines, and we'll see what happens throughout the day. So it's an interesting time and interesting day. We should have this. It should be an interesting week altogether. I was going to listen to Rush this afternoon, and apparently Rush is not feeling quite well enough to start to get concerned a little bit because he hasn't been. He used to go through treatment, and a couple days later he'd be back at it, and now it's taking a little bit longer to recover. So all the best to Rush, and all the best to all the folks out there who are pushing forward and fighting for liberty. So once again, thanks for being with us, and I appreciate you listening to the show, listening this far into the show. And if you would like to get in touch with us, again, that's epicvideoaboutnothing@gmail.com. And we will come back later on in the day with a little bit more of the show. And in the meantime, bless you.